Let's talk about buyer's remorse. You know, that feeling you get after you bought a car or a life insurance policy or maybe even a house, something expensive, maybe a piece of fitness equipment. You wake up the next day and you go, dang, what the heck did I do? Well, where does that come from and how can we help our buyers get over that so that we don't have refunds, we don't have churn in our list? You're listening to Mike Conley on StrategicCast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So let's talk about buyer's remorse. What is the psychology of that? I had an occasion recently to experience that myself. I invested in an investment newsletter that ran into multiple thousands of dollars, and I felt like, you know, this was a pretty solid decision. I was pretty excited about it at the time. Woke up the next morning and another thought occurred to me was, wow, what did I do? I didn't actually go through 100% buyer's remorse, but I had this other notion occurred to me, an objection, I guess you would call it, that I hadn't thought of during the buying decision. And right there, that's the key that I want to focus on here in how we overcome buyer's remorse, especially if you're selling, you know, kind of high ticket or recurring products and services. Helping your buyers get through that process will reduce any kind of churn or dissatisfaction or even refunds that you may experience in your business. In fact, taking it to the next level, really, you know, your goal when someone purchases from you is to build that relationship. And ultimately, the benefit to you is you get referrals, you get testimonials, you get really happy evangelists out talking about your product or service. So how do we reduce this buyer's remorse? Here's the thing. Here's the real crux of the matter. Is if you think about what a decision is, and by the way, there's a really great book on this by Annie Duke called How to Decide. I highly recommend you read it. It gives you a lot of insight into the psychology and really the logic of how to make decisions. And in this case, it could help you understand how your buyers, when they purchase something, you know, a high ticket item, the process that they go through, the process we all go through. And when someone experiences buyer's remorse, often what happens is they remember a reason to not buy that had not occurred to them during the heat of, you know, the excitement of making the buying decision. So how do we overcome that? How do we help our buyers get through that? Because it's likely to happen. It's, you know, it's just going to happen here and there. The key to helping them through that is actually part of the sales process, which is overcoming. It's really simple. It's overcoming objections in advance. And in some cases, it's also another sort of, I guess you would call it, technique of copywriting or psychology of selling, which is you reveal a damaging admission. In other words, you share with someone something that isn't really helping your case, but you're showing them that you're human, you're showing them that you're real and that you're transparent, and you're going to value the relationship more than the transaction. So doing that, providing all of the information that your buyers need in advance, and still making your case, still making it, you know, framing it in a way, of course, telling the story in a way that still makes it feel like a great decision to move forward, that will help you get through, that will help your customers get through that whole buyer's remorse. And you'll be able to keep them as customers. You'll be getting more referrals, more testimonials, and have happier evangelists out there promoting your business for you. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, hit subscribe, download, share with a friend. If you've got questions, comments, or requests, hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @strategiccopy, or visit the contact page over at strategiccopy.com. The more you engage, the better the content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.